Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on kind of a cloudy, gray, and cool, and for some, a little on the damp side again, Tuesday. Let's head down to Dickey County, NDSU Extension Dickey County. Brianna Kaiser joins us. Hello, Brianna.
Hello.
And, well, you've been, you took a big crew up to the the North Dakota State Fair in Minot. How'd the kids do up there?
Well, they did really well. We always have a lot of livestock participation, and of course, always quite a few statics along with the other contests such as Project Expo and Communication Arts. We always have people that compete on that, and they all enjoy their time and have a great week.
Indeed, a good experience getting away from mom and dad and just showing and doing things at the state fair. Super. Hey, you have been getting regular rainfall. Seems like everybody who gets rain keeps getting it. Those who are not, I know there's parts of Dickey County that are a little on the dry side, but generally speaking, are you adequate in the rainfall department?
Yeah, we're sitting pretty good. We're not like up north where they're overly dry and in drought conditions. We've gotten quite a bit of precipitation, and after all of the snowfall from the winter, we've never really gotten down to the point where we're too dry.
So if it didn't rain today, that would be okay?
Yes.
Okay, all righty. Hey, I guess it doesn't matter over there at the Oaks Irrigation Plot because you can turn the rain on anytime. Big field day there tomorrow.
Actually, on Thursday, August 15th.
That's right, Thursday. Okay. So Thursday, the big field day. And why should folks head over to the Oaks Irrigation Field Day Thursday?
So they're doing their field day to kind of showcase the research that they have been doing. They're going to be going over some Palmer amaranth information and how to identify that troublesome weed. They're going to go over their potato trials. They've been doing some cover crop work. And then, like they've been doing for the past few years, they do white mold studies down there and look at any type of irrigated performance tests for corn and soybean trials.
Are there still onions grown in the neighborhood there? I know that was quite a crop a few years ago.
Yep, we still got a producer that does quite a few onions in the Oaks area.
All righty. And those are also under irrigation, aren't they, or are those dry land?
Yep. Most of the onions are under irrigation.
Okay. Another kind of a high-value crop. Any other information to report from Dickey County today, Brianna?
The other thing is next Tuesday, August 20th, we have a salinity management field tour that's going on. That's in partnership with NRCS and Pheasants Forever. They're going to be showcasing some of the work they've been doing on saline soil management down here in the Dickey County area. It's over by Menango.
All right. Any other details on how to get there or more information on a website?
They can call my office down here at 349-3249 extension 2. I've got a poster I can share with them that gives them the directions how to exactly get there. And if you want to contact me, they kind of need a rough number. Registration by tomorrow, but we always welcome people to come and learn from all of the great work that they're doing down at this demo.
All right.
On this field tour.
Yeah. August 20th, next Tuesday, 9:30 to 1, salinity management. And that is a major issue around, you see it on the headlands, a little white powder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a work to get rid of that. What are some of the things that are being done around southeast North Dakota or the southern part of east central North Dakota to work on salinity?
Well, specifically this program that we're doing is the Pheasants Forever has a precision ag program that they do. So they work very closely with farmers to help with the salinity problems and to get those acres that aren't profitable, at least doing something and profiting, if anything, getting some nutrients back into the soil. The big thing around here is there's a lot of cover crops that get put in to try to pull some of that, get rid of some of the salts and get those acres back into production.
I see Andy Wirtz of NRCS there is going to do a presentation on the the EC soil test, electrical conductivity, and Naeem Kalwar coming down from Langdon to do a presentation.
Yep.
So, good stuff. Next Tuesday, over by Monango, and so call you for details on being there. Right, Brianna, yep. Thank you very much for the visit. Have a good rest of the week, and thanks for all the work you do there around the Oaks area.
You have a great day as well.
I will. Thank you.